for the divisions of the doorkeepers of the Korahites, Meshelemiah, the son of Korah, of the sons of Asaph. Meshelemiah had sons, Zechariah the firstborn, Jediel the second, Zebadiah the third, Jathniel the fourth, Elam the fifth, Jehohan the sixth, and Elihohenai the seventh. Obed-Edom had sons, Shemaiah the firstborn, Jehozabad the second, Joah the third, Sakar the fourth, Nethanel the fifth, Amiel the sixth, Issachar the seventh, and Pulethi the eighth, for Elohim blessed him. Sons were also born to Shemaiah his son, who ruled over the house of their father, for they were mighty men of valor. The sons of Shemaiah, Othni, Raphael, Obed, and Elzabad, whose relatives were valiant men, Elihu and Semachiah. All these were of the sons of Obed-Edom, with their sons and their brothers, able men in strength for the service, 62 of Obed-Edom. Meshelemiah had sons and brothers, 18 valiant men. Also Hosa of the children of Merari had sons, Shimri the chief. For though he was not the firstborn, yet his father made him chief. Hilkiah the second, Tabaliah the third, and Zechariah the fourth. All the sons and brothers of Hosa were 13. Of these were the divisions of the doorkeepers, even of the chief men, having offices like their brothers, to minister in Yahuwah's house. They cast lots, the small as well as the great, according to their fathers' houses, for every gate. The lot eastward fell to Shelemiah. Then for Zechariah his son, a wise counselor, they cast lots, and his lot came out northward, to Obed-Edom southward, and to his sons the storehouse, to Shupim and Hosa westward, by the gate of Shalacheth, at the causeway that goes up, watchman opposite watchman. Eastward were 6 Levites, northward 4 a day, southward 4 a day, and for the storehouse 2 and 2. 4 Parbar westward, 4 at the causeway, and 2 at Parbar. These were the divisions of the doorkeepers, of the sons of the Korahites, and of the sons of Merari. Of the Levites, Ahijah was over the treasures of Elohim's house, and over the treasures of the dedicated things. The sons of Ladan, the sons of the Gershonites belonging to Ladan, the heads of the father's households belonging to Ladan the Gershonite, Jehieli. The sons of Jehieli, Zatham, and Joel his brother over the treasures of Yahuwah's house. Of the Amramites, of the Izharites, of the Hebronites, of the Uzielites, Shebuel the son of Gershom, the son of Moses, was ruler over the treasuries. His brothers, of Eleazar, Rehabiah his son, and Jeshiah his son, and Joram his son, and Zikri his son, and Shelemoth his son. This Shelemoth and his brothers were over all the treasuries of the dedicated things, which David the king, and the heads of the father's households, the captains over thousands and hundreds, and the captains of the army, had dedicated. They dedicated some of the plunder won in battles to repair Yahweh's house. All that Samuel the seer, Saul the son of Kish, Abner the son of Ner, and Joab the son of Zeruiah had dedicated. Whoever had dedicated anything, it was under the hand of Shelemoth and of his brothers. Of the Izharites, Chenaniah and his sons were appointed to the outward business over Israel for officers and judges. Of the Hebronites, Hashabiah and his brothers, 1,700 men of valor, had the oversight of Israel beyond the Jordan westward for all the business of Yahweh and for the service of the king. Of the Hebronites, Jerijah was the chief of the Hebronites, according to their generations by fathers' households. They were sought for in the 40th year of the reign of David, and mighty men of valor were found among them at Jazer of Gilead. His relatives, men of valor, were 2,700 heads of fathers' households, whom King David made overseers over the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of the Manassites, for every matter pertaining to Elohim and for the affairs of the king.